WMFO Medford. I'm Mike. It's 9 a.m. It's just like me to just fade down a really nice song like that.
I can't believe you did that.
I'm sorry, everybody. I didn't mean to, but I had to.
That's okay.
I just did. So, yeah, I just told you I'm Mike and...
I'm Mark.
Yeah? No, he's Mark.
No, you're Mike. I mean, you're Mark.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our brains are not working today.
No, not at all. Remember last time you were... You probably don't, but you wouldn't sit down last time. And I said, Mark, just sit down. We got to get started. He goes, I won't sit down.
Yeah.
You just did.
No, I question authority all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. You are authority here. You are the man.
Well, in that case, I'm going to make a unilateral decision. I'm going to tell people something about you that you don't want me to reveal.
Oh, no. You mean that day back in 1989?
No. Okay. This is like a really bad thing you don't want people to know.
Okay. I'm fascinated. Tell me.
All right. Everybody, Mark is in charge of the weather.
This is true.
So all the rain and stuff, that's all his fault.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
So I owe everyone donuts. Like, I should buy everybody in Boston donuts because this is all my fault.
Yeah.
And it's all my fault I have an allergy to you. Like, first time I'm on MFO in a while and I have allergies. So what can I do about that?
No, I don't think you can do anything.
No.
But anyway, welcome back. It's always good to have you here.
Yeah, thanks. It's great to be here. I love the studio.
Yeah, me too. I mean, a lot of times I like to be completely silly, and I can't. I have to be all, you know, but whatever that means. I don't even know what that means. But I don't have to do that when you're here because you're very silly and very powerful because you control the weather.
Exactly. And I know that when you have guests in here, you have to be professional, but for the next 2 hours, you can be completely unprofessional.
Yeah, I don't need that at all.
Yeah. I mean, I come from a long line of unprofessional people, so I'm good until 11.
Yeah, I think I'm behind you in every one of those lines.
I think so.
All right, so I have a lot of new noise today, everybody, and a lot of freeform. Let me tell you about the new noise. Really good stuff, and there's a lot of it, too. There's a brand new album by The Cyns, C-Y-N-Z, that's coming out in a week. And all of us DJ people have permission to play it a week out. So this is a week out. So I'm going to play something from them. Great album. I'm going to play something by The Wicked Lowdown, which is a band that our friend is on bass in. We were just talking about him, Brad Helene.
Brad Helene.
He's on bass in The Wicked Lowdown. Something by Eric Barlow, a local guy that's got something new. The Black Crows. They've got a brand new album, and it's killer.
It is absolutely killer. It seems like it's just, I know it's more than just the brothers, but it feels like it's just the brothers. But well, I guess it's always been that way in a way.
It's a great song.
It's fantastic.
It's a rocker, as they say. Our friend Michael Barry has something new. It's going to get its second play on the show.
Great.
Lisa Bastoni, beautiful, beautiful stuff. She's got a brand new record. I'm going to play something off of that. Rick Barton. Rick Barton has got a great legacy around here in Boston. He's got a new project out, and there's this new record, so I'm going to play something from that. And Rick's going to be here with me in 2 weeks, and don't tell anybody, but he's going to be here for Live Day, too. And it's going to be the debut performance of his new band, his new project.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, he's great. Midnight Callers from New York. Going to play something by them. They're a power pop band. Book Spirit Band, one of my favorite new finds. I've been playing them every week. That's going to continue. The Just Imagines, great band, great guy. He reached out to me, and I've been playing his stuff ever since. It's very interesting. He's got something new. And first off is something by the Shanghai Lows, their new hit song.
Yeah.
It's such a great song.
It is so good.
But I want to say, and I don't want to take away from this, but you got to pay attention to the second song of the set. Not that the first song of the set isn't great.
No, you didn't mention?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So the second song of the set, if you're a person of a certain age, you'll know the song and you haven't heard it for decades. Because when I found it, I said, wow, I haven't heard it for decades.
Is it a Gen X song?
No. What does that mean?
Gen X is, you know, I think you're a boomer, barely a boomer. Mm-hmm. I'm barely Gen X.
Well, people tend to gain a little weight when they get older, so maybe I am.
That's true. 80s and 90s music generally is Gen X.
Yeah, well, this was played on BCN.
So it could be Gen X music.
Could be.
Anyways, can't wait to hear it.
All right, so I'm going to play something new from the Shanghai Lows. This is just a great power pop hit song. This is called Op Operator, and it's new noise. It's WMFO in Medford.
She said, I need your boys to help me back. bare feet popping on a pine wood floor. A tumble rush of desert flowers side the door. Music box is pretty with the piebald stripes. Dust, smoke, diamonds in a shaft of light. Come on down, I ain't gonna worry no more. Come on down, I ain't gonna worry no more. Everybody's laughing now, it won't be long. We've seen a lot of troubles, now the ghost is gone. Come on down, I ain't gonna worry no more. I ain't gonna worry no more. Waiting at the depot for a London train, trying to paint a picture in the pouring rain. Hanging out a window, running out of blue. Tomcat in the alley, dodged the worn out shoe. Come on down, I ain't gonna worry no more. Come on down, I ain't gonna worry no more. Everybody's laughing now, it won't be long. We've seen a lot of troubles, now the ghost is gone. Come on down, I ain't gonna worry no more. I ain't gonna worry no dressed in his father's hat. Even had a little mustache just like that. Told the crazy lady at the corner shop, I'll take a pack of Camels and a bottle of Schnapps. Come on down, I ain't gonna worry no more. I ain't gonna worry no more. Back then they had a war that was no good. Everybody said they'd do what they could. Some went to Canada, some went down with the FBI till the jail downtown. Come on down, I ain't gonna worry no more. Come on down, I ain't gonna worry no more. Everybody's laughing now, it won't be long. We've seen a lot of troubles, now the ghost is gone. Come on down, I ain't gonna worry no more. I ain't gonna worry. Hear the roar of jets coming over the park, the glow of cigarettes in the dark. Do your bones turn to water? Does the sky turn black? Caught in ground zero, missile attack. Come on down, come on down. Ah, come on down. Bananas are cheap, that's United Fruit. They cut off labor unions at the root. Murdered the tribes to clear the way for the puppet government and CIA. Come on down. Walk by a theater with a shining sign. Said Lightning Hopkins playing here tonight. Paid my last $3 and went inside. There he was in the big spotlight. Come on down. Come on down. Thank you. She's the sweetest woman that I ever known. If I died a mile before I turned to stone, I'll close my eyes, travel back in time, 23rd and Mission, walking side by side. Come on down, I ain't gonna worry no more. Come on down, I ain't gonna worry no more. 'Cause everybody's laughing now, it won't be long. We've seen a lot of troubles, now the ghost is gone. Come on down, ain't gonna worry no more. I ain't gonna worry no more.
I felt nothing, punching numbers in his phone, nothing, when he asked to take me home, nothing, when he tells me he's up early.
this is more like it.
You're listening to WMFO Bedford.
WMFO in Medford, 9:27 in the morning. I'm Mike. He's Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how's it going? Great to be here.
Yeah, I forgot to mention you brought five songs in that I'm going to play in the fifth song of the set today.
I physically brought them in.
Yes.
And like three flights of stairs. It was tough.
Are you done?
I'm afraid so.
All right. Yeah, so we just played the first set, and you know, you certainly can't say that college radio doesn't get to play freeform. We get to play anything we want, and that was a great example of it. We started off that set with Boston's own Shanghai Lows. What a great pop song for a single that they've got.
It's like a perfect song.
It's the perfect song. It's called Op Operator. Congratulations to you guys. It's such a great song.
I played it on my show, I think, a week or two ago.
Yeah, and you're on Markskin Radio.
Markskin Radio, yep.
And day and time.
Tuesday, 4 to 6.
All right, yeah. MarkskinRadio.com.
Exactly.
Yeah, they play everything there.
We do, but you do too.
I do too, but I'm only here 2 hours a week. You guys are 7 days a week.
I'm only there 2 hours a week.
Well, you're not helping. I'm trying to help you.
Looking for help.
Well, maybe you should rethink that.
I guess so.
All right. So Shanghai Lows are first. And I was so sure that you would know that song by Automatic Man.
I didn't.
It's called My Pearl. And I remember hearing it all the time on BCM, but I haven't heard it since then. It's decades since I've heard that.
So it's probably, what, 80s?
Yeah.
It didn't ring a bell.
Yeah. I mean, did you get to Google it and see when it came out?
I didn't.
I bet
Mike Maloney, who's listening to us. Hi, Mike. I bet Mike knows.
I could Google it, too, but I'm way too lazy.
Yeah, same
here. So I was psyched to hear that Automatic Man. That was My Pearl. Oh, yeah. Peter Case. I just saw Peter Case with Vin Magazzini, who's on at 4 o'clock today here at WMFO. Ain't Gonna Worry No More from his 2007 record called Let Us Now Praise Sleepy John.
I saw him in Providence years ago.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it may have been the place that had the tragic fire.
Oh, no kidding.
Maybe that place. It was right around there. Hmm. But Peter Case, he was incredible.
Yeah.
He was so good.
He was incredible, too, a couple nights ago. First time I ever heard that song.
Yeah.
And it sounds a lot like Steve Earle.
It does. It sounds so much like Steve Earle.
Yeah. I bet if we said, hey, Pete.
Yeah.
who's your influencers? Yeah. He'd be top of the list.
You know, Steve Earle was influenced by Peter Case. I mean, Peter Case was around the, early 80s, I think, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Plimsolls. Yeah.
And Earle started maybe 87 or 88. But, of course, the Plimsolls were way different. Much different
music.
Yeah,
but that says a lot about him.
It does.
Yeah. Ellie Bleach, who I do not know, but I do now, and I'm really glad about that. Ellie Bleach gave us a beautiful track called Whole Lot of Nothing. Just came out last year. I really like that.
I do too.
Just caught me right away.
I don't know why that doesn't get more airplay. It should get more airplay.
Yeah, I mean, it's been out for a little while. And the Just Imagines, a band that I've become friends with on Instagram, reaches out and lets me know when they have new music. They're a husband and wife team in that band, and they're very experimental. And that was called Confusion and Division.
Yeah, I think they're from Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
and I mean, two of my favorite categories are shoegaze and goth, and there was definitely some elements of both in there.
Totally, I really liked it a lot. Okay, my favorite band of the current whatever. This is the third song that I've played by Book Spirit. I found them. I think they're, if my old brain is right, I think they're from Manchester, UK area. And this full length is called Easements. Is it a full length or is it an EP? I don't know. But I just love it. This is a new noise from them called Haunt You. It's brand new here at WMFO in Medford.
Hospital bed instead. Yeah. This is Joe Elliott from Def Leppard for Rad. Planning on going out and having a party? Great. Have a lot of fun. But do me a big favor and don't blow it. Always choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives. You should too.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAB, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
WMFO Medford, 9:47 in the morning. Hey, Mark. Mark Hurwitz is here.
I am. And that was a great set of music. A lot of power pop there.
Yeah, what a surprise for me, huh?
I know, really.
Shocking. I'm Mike. I've been here with Mark since about 9. We'll be here till 11 when something about the women comes in. And today, I believe, it's Sue.
I think it is Sue.
Edelman.
It'll be great to see her again.
It will. Yeah. I know. I didn't get to see her the whole time I was at 7 a.m. Didn't see her at
That's
all.
That's right, yeah.
Sucked.
Yeah. I mean, who came in at 9? Oh, it was one of the college kids?
No. It was a guy who went to college here, and he'd been doing it forever, and he got moved to 9, but that's a whole other thing.
Speaking of college, can I mention something really quick?
Yeah.
Just a shout-out, Phil Jones, WERS. So Phil Jones and George Knight have done so much with WERS.
Oh, yeah.
Just helping out. You know, Phil was there 10 years after he went to college there, and he was there for, I think, 10 years. And his last show was yesterday. He was the afternoon person. And he's going to WCRB. He's going to be operations manager, so
that's good.
It's kind of a good move, I think.
Yeah.
But they're going to miss him. George Knight was, I think he was almost in tears yesterday. But
yep.
That's, you know, great station, but then again, so is WMFO.
Yeah, changes are tough. I wish him the best.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. All right, so here's what we played in that last set. Like I said, one of my favorite bands right now from Manchester, UK, called Book Spirit, sometimes Book / Spirit. They have a brand new record out called Easements that was Haunt You. Boston's own Duke and the Drivers from what? 1975?
Yeah.
Around there?
The Grand Funk era.
Yeah,
they definitely
right.
sounded a lot like Grand Funk.
Yeah.
I remember that song.
I'm sorry
up.
To say that I got it from a compilation. That is called Pink Boots and Lipstick 9. Rare glam and bubblegum from the 70s.
So that was before our time, but from what I heard, they were like the ultimate bar band.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Bar band, you
ba,
said?
Ba.
That's what
wow,
you said.
Wow, how'd that happen?
I don't know.
Let me do it again. Bar band.
There you go.
Okay.
All right, that was What You Got, of course. A band called Together Pangea from 2014's record called Badillac. And that's the song we heard, Badillac. Yeah, I like that a lot, too.
Good band from L.A., I think.
Yep, I think so. I'm just going to go with what you said. Pernice Brothers, kind of a classic track that they did just last year from a record called Yours, Mine, and Ours. That was the Weakest Shade of Blue.
Yeah.
A really nice track. Jayhawks-y, kind of.
Yeah, a little bit. A little Matthew Sweet, maybe, Jayhawks,
yeah,
something like that.
It's all good stuff.
Yeah.
And good stuff finished up with new noise from the Midnight Callers, a New York band on the Gem Records label. Brand new single from them called The Eraser. Really nice stuff. All right, and speaking of really nice stuff, that's the way I do segues. It's really, really nothing special. I just take the last thing I said and I whatever. But
I don't know where you're going with that.
I don't know. But the next new noise is from our friend Rick Barton, who's got a great legacy here in Boston. Just all kinds of stuff. And he's going to come in here with me in 2 weeks and just chat about all that and talk about his new record from which we're playing something. His new record is called Coming Home. And he's got a video that just went out for this. It's about him and his dad and the relationship between fathers and sons, mm-hmm. which is complicated.
It is.
You know, yep. This one kind of brought a tear to my eye. This is great. This is Rick Barton, brand new noise called Two Old Lonely Guys. It's WMFO.
Devil took me on the merry-go-round. Your devil held my hand and walked me into town. Your devil even taught me how to ride a bike. But at least you pitched him in till there was no more light. Won't you come and see me sometime? We can talk about old times. Just two old lonely guys getting together one last time. Though it can be so hard to show your love, tough guys like us don't talk about that stuff. Let's leave the conversation to the weather. And if the Sox are gonna do it again next summer, won't you come and see me sometime? We can talk about old times. Just two old lonely guys getting together one last time. Don't wanna run out of time. Won't you come and see me sometime? We can talk about old times. Just two old lonely guys getting together. Getting together one last time. Soul still.
Till it's over. You're so good, you're so good now, babe. You're so good, so very good enough. Oh, oh, you're so good, you're so good, you're so good, so very good enough. Yeah.
You are listening to WMFO in Medford.
The Sandman let me down. Tired eyes are wide and round in a pirouette. Chasing cigarette smoke. Come and catch.